Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports, medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, UK Health Radio. Play ball, baseball. We got a great doubleheader today. A couple of champions in the world of youth baseball. Eric Wabina. He is the president of Baseball Blue Book, founded in 1909, the most comprehensive directory for players, parents, coaches. He also has his own podcast. He's returning along with Pete Caliendo. He's the host of the podcast Baseball Outside the Box. He's an international coach and consultant in Mickey Owen Baseball School. Then the Sports Doctor's in, some guide of wisdom, a few emails. Eric Wabina, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Dr. Bob. It's a pleasure to be back on the program. Thank you.
Great. We're going to see what's going on. Give us some background, Eric, of Baseball Blue Book and your involvement.
Well, the Baseball Blue Book, like you mentioned, been around since 1909. It's been a comprehensive baseball directory for scouting departments and collegiate programs for forever, and it was the way that people communicated and connected with baseball across the country. And so I basically took over for my parents, who owned the business for multiple generations, and we've converted it to a mobile app, a web app, and we've now become the most comprehensive directory for all baseball. It's really a one-stop hub for the baseball community. Focused on connections, knowledge sharing, and opportunity for growth and development for the amateur baseball world.
Yes, we're going to add a tremendous new addition. The whole world of sports medicine will be a big part of what Baseball Blue Book is doing for educating, whether it's the coaches, parents, the players themselves. Eric, the young baseball players in high school age, whatever, and the whole world of who's the best coaching, what schools might be involved, maybe there's recruiters and all of these different things. And this has been what you guys do forever.
Well, absolutely. You know, one of the things that, baseball is all about analytics and data. And so what we've done is basically taken the same approach to help players and parents find the best opportunities. Everybody has got different levels of academic requirements, the cost of going to school, what they're looking for, locations. There's a whole lot of data that's involved in making these decisions. And so what we do is we take this data and we allow the players to put in their what their information is, from stats to academics, and give them a list of schools that might be a good fit for them. So we're giving the tools back to the parents and the players. It's one of the things that's a real struggle right now. There's a lot of people saying a lot of things and charging a lot of money, and we want to just rely on the data and give the tools back to the parents and players and help them make the decision.
Youth sports is a $25 billion a year business, a tremendous amount of pressure, whether it's overuse injuries and overdoing it and overscheduling and who knows what else. Besides a lot of the positive things, which is, again, what Baseball Blue Book is all about, which is proper information that's given, timely, that's very, very important. What ages do you look at with Baseball Blue Book, Eric?
That's a great question. You bring up all of the information out there. You know, it starts at the very beginning, right? What the great thing about baseball and sports in general is, it's kind of things continue to change. You get a whole new group of parents and players that are interested in the game, And our responsibility is to educate them. What's the best, you know, the best advice from the best experts in the industry. So we provide them everything from taking care of their bodies, what they should be doing at certain levels. And so at the very youngest age, parents don't know what they don't know. And so they rely on a lot of information that may be outdated based on what they knew when they were younger. And so our responsibility is to give them the right information and really give them a curriculum from the very beginning to the end, as well as giving them a place to journal their career. We've got kids as young as 8 that are putting in highlights. And obviously, the parents are running the profile, putting in highlights and sharing out their information to family. But as they grow up, this information is great for them to continue to develop and areas where they need to focus on. And it's great for coaches because they can see that progression. It's one of the great things about the Baseball Blue Book is progression and development from the mental game to the physical side to just, you know, the X's and O's and the statistics that that follow everything that they do. So we really want to kind of build that resume. We always call it, you know, we kind of call ourselves the LinkedIn for baseball. Let kids build their resume from the very beginning and build on that and find the best opportunities for them.
Absolutely. We want to do it safely, Eric. This is why we first had you on the show. We were talking about, again, like my second guest, Peter Caliendo. We go back decades with what we were talking about, including him as a player, to prevent injuries and enhance performance where it was indicated. And again, with the explosion of youth sports, and baseball is no different. If you're down in a good climate, they're playing year-round earlier and earlier. And there are all sorts of challenges regarding trying to stay away from injuries. You know, it's interesting, a couple of our guests, the team physician of the Chicago White Sox, Chicago Bulls, Dr. Brian Cole, had talked about with me. He was on the show. They're looking at Tommy John surgery in 15-year-olds and 14-year-olds because of all of this overuse. So the area of education is really, really what all excites me. And the fact that I could not believe that you guys, that's why I asked you the question when I had you on as a guest, Eric, that, you know, who is older, Baseball Blue Book or the Automobile Blue Book? And I found out that you're older. You guys, you're older. There were no cars. Right? So they took Blue Book from you.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you mentioned Dr. Cole. You know, we appreciate the advice and the information he provides. And I think that's the most important part. It's education. And it's understanding there's such a demand for high level play. And these kids are getting pushed into the higher level, the elite plays. There's a lot of advantage being taken, a lot of travel ball, a lot of really good baseball, but it's very important
that we get
the right information.
A lot of the positive side, there's no doubt about it. Absolutely. We want to talk, and of course, the challenges many times of the better that youngster is, sometimes the more the pressures mount, whether it's overzealous parents and crazy coaches and the crazy world of recruiting, et cetera, et cetera. So this is why we say to these parents, hey, get a hold of Baseball Blue Book. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years and see what interests you in the world of sports medicine, wellness, fitness, listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you have thousands, thousands of followers. A lot of excitement with good information that we might provide through Twitter, at sportsdoc, D-O-C radio, or LinkedIn or Instagram or whatever else there is out there. We're talking with Eric Wavina. He is the president of, again, 1909 Baseball or Blue Book. And the I like three words, Eric, in exactly what you do in your whole world. And those three words are awareness about what the challenges are, what the opportunities are, education, being able to add to a good, solid information, and then some positive action in the ability to make some of these decisions. And again, like you mentioned, very importantly, you know, between traveling and the club sports, we see one of my favorite guests, the famous Lou Vickery. He pitched to the Yankees and Cardinals. His pitching coach was Whitey Ford. Lou in the Morning. He had a great radio show. And he talked about year-round baseball and the challenges that sometimes he would see, again, with some of these kids and just pushing them too aggressively. Eric, what's the best site people could find out all about Baseball Blue Book?
Well, we are on Twitter and we're on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram as well. The BSBL Blue Book. You can find us at baseballbluebook.com, and the app is free. You can download it on iOS or Android devices. Simply build a profile, and you get all the great information there. We're continuing to build. We continue to partner with great experts in the field, and I love your three points: awareness, education, and action. I think that fits exactly what the Baseball Blue Book is all about. We are all about access to awareness and education, and then giving people the ability to take action and find their next opportunity.
And especially when we see the athleticism again of some of these kids earlier and earlier being very, very aggressive in what they happen to be doing. And there's no doubt about it that the pressure has increased dramatically. It's interesting, Eric, wherever I have a guest on, no matter what their vocation is, so wherever in the world they are, they talk about mental health and what we've been having to deal with over these past few years, to say the least. And the fact that, hey, everybody, we got to remember these kids are supposed to be enjoying what they're doing. And with all of this type of pressure, and this is a big part of the education and the awareness, we all close our eyes and see the screaming, ranting, raving parents on the sidelines and or the coach, right?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely
are
right.
Are you picturing it, Eric? Right.
Well, one of the things is, that... Yeah, what I was going to say is one of the things I hear with coaches all the time is you can tell a lot by the player by watching the parent. And, they're looking for character and they're looking for teammates. And it's something that parents and players need to really think about as they continue their growth in the baseball world, because it's more than just baseball, right? We got to have fun. You have to have character. You have to bring a great team element to the game.
But then again, the including of the expertise, whether it's a top coach, whether it's a top pitching coach or hitting coach, whether it's a top physical personal trainer, physical therapist, whether it's a nutritionist, whether it's a sports psychologist, these are all of the parts that we're looking excitedly to add to the kind of information that you can have available for these parents and or coaches. I would imagine the world of recruiting and the competition in colleges, and college baseball has grown dramatically in the past decade or two, and that's got to be a crazy world when we're talking about what's the best school for my son and where you write all of these kinds of things regarding which coach should we look at.
Absolutely, it's information. The most important thing that you can have is information. You know, one of the things that I believe will be a transition in the recruiting aspect of baseball is rather than the coach always doing the research on players, it's now the parents and players doing the research on the programs, right? And so finding the right fit is so important.
Yeah, big point.
And so
big point.
Giving them the tools that they can do the research, right? It's the same thing as in business. It's so important when you are doing research on the company that you may be looking to work for.
You could have been Baseball Blue Book or Baseball Blue Encyclopedia. Tell us about your podcast, Eric.
Well, my podcast, what I really focus on is the journey. And it really, it works well with the Baseball Blue Book. We're all about the journey. We're about the player's journey, the coach's journey, vendor's journey, listening to understand kind of why people got into the business, where they're at today and where they're going. And just to share, one of the podcasts I just had on the other, just actually today, was with Rep Soto, one of the best data collection and analytic companies out there. And these guys know what they're talking about. The focus is on data, but it's also on context of the data. And I think people need to really understand baseball is all data, but it's also the context of data and what it means. And so I think that's really important. So the podcast is just highlighting coaches and vendors, listening to their story, finding out about them from how they grew up and why they love baseball. And it's just a lot of fun getting to know these high-end coaches. And I think the one thing I get out about the most, and players need to hear this, is these coaches are just normal guys. They love the game and they want to help. And it's all about development and finding the right program for them. So I encourage people to listen to it, get to know the coaches and have it part of your research when you're making your decision of where you want to go play baseball in the collegiate level.
There's no doubt about it. The more positive information, like we said, awareness, what's the situation, what are we dealing with, the education as well as the positive action. I knew the time would fly by. Eric, give me again the site they could find out about Baseball Blue Book and all you guys provide.
Well, we're pretty active on Twitter. It's BSBL Blue Book, and then I'm also on YouTube, the Baseball Blue Book podcast. You can find us also on Apple and Spotify, the audio podcast, and the website is baseballbluebook.com.
Fantastic. Great, Eric. We'll have you back soon for the progress as we move forward. Hold on, Eric. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor. The Excitement Alive Radio. So we're going to trying to connect with our second guest, Pete Caliendo. And if he jumps in, we'll have him jump in. And, you know, it's interesting. It's a exciting time in the world of professional sports with these playoffs between the NBA, the National Hockey League, really the beginning of rolling with baseball. And it's always an exciting time during the playoffs. And we talk about, we usually have a contest a couple of times a year for fun on the Sports Doctor. And the question is, which sports require the best athletes? And we'll get a lot of great answers. Everything from water polo to, again, a defensive back in football to the NBA running, jumping basketball player, to the tennis player who's got to be on the court maybe 4 or 5 hours physically, five-setter, to the soccer player and what he's got to do athletic-wise. So I'll let everybody know. You could always email me at drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com, which you use for questions that you have if you want to chime in with what your answer might be. I remember I threw in absolutely figure skating because we were having the contest back, believe it or not, it's 13 years, with the whole idea of figure skating as the pressure that was put on some of these kids and the type of athlete that it was. So answer that question if you get a chance. With a little bit of technology here, I'm expecting Peter to probably join us, you know, in a couple of minutes. It's interesting, you know, one of the top trainers that we've had on the radio, sports trainer, who worked with the late Bob Guida for years, and he was talking again about what his opinion was, and he said baseball players. And this was something that was very surprising to lots of coaches and doctors who thought that there was a little bit different story regarding what those types of sports and athletes might require. So sometimes we don't give enough credit. But again, when you take a look at the topic we talk about all the time also on the Sports Doctor, which is bigger, faster, stronger, it's amazing to watch, as well as the absolute physical revolution with women's sports and the athleticism, watching some of these young girl softball players, the NCAA Final Four, women's basketball. It's just really remarkable, the athletic capabilities of some of these young girls. And this is something that we talked about years and years ago when I first met Bob Guida. Gosh, he was in the late 70s. He was very involved with the women's Olympic and national team volleyball players. And again, was marveling at the athleticism of some of these girls and the tremendous demand of that particular sport. Oh, Peter, you here?
Dr. Weil, yes, sir.
You made it, man. I thought, you know, your orthotics say 1996. I thought you'd remember that we were calling you 10 minutes ago. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. I apologize. Sorry, I don't know how I missed it.
Okay, Peter, well, it's going to jump in. Give us some background on you, your podcast, and your international coaching, national coaching. Give us some background, Pete.
Boy, I'll try to do it quick. Yes, basically, you know, I've been going all over the world working with coaches in over 50 countries, training coaches with a couple of nonprofit groups, one being ISG Baseball, which has been around 30 years. And we set up seminars on the weekends all over the world for coaches to, just to help educate them. And we pay most of the funding for that. And also my podcast, Baseball Outside the Box. That's an educational podcast, just, you know, bringing coaches from, again, in the U.S. and around the world And we love the challenge of the status quo a little bit and have some great conversations and talk baseball, talk development, help coaches, players, parents.
Yeah, we talk
do a lot
sports.
Of work.
We talk sports med. When the sports doctor jumps in on your show, we talk a little sports medicine, like one of the topics we were just talking about with Eric with Baseball Blue Book. The tremendous – how do you find the education of the coaches, Pete, regarding everything, again, from all aspects of coaching to dealing with these kids to trying to prevent injuries? How do you find the coaching establishment moving forward?
Well, you know, it's getting better because of the technology and, the only difference is, you know, you've got to filter through a lot of the things that's out there, even on YouTube. And so the education is getting better. You know, at the big league level, you could see it. At the minor league level, college, high school, I mean, that's always been pretty good, and it's getting even better. The major concern is still, you know, we got to help our volunteers. You know that, Dr. Bob, our volunteers, our parents, are doing their best with the young kids at the real young levels, and that young level is really critical. I think they're starting to get more information and better information, but that needs to get better at that level.
Yes, Peter, that's the organizations that I've had on my show for decades, whether it is the National Alliance of Youth Sports that just celebrated their 42nd anniversary, my friends at iSport 360 across the pond working with parents and coaches, the idea, again, of getting some good education and feedback for these volunteers and these coaches. You know, I had a referee umpire on, Peter, a couple of months ago, and he talked about it was next to impossible to get anybody who wants to be a referee or an official because of the hassle with mm-hmm. the behavior of a lot of parents and coaches. Is that an international problem, or is it just stuck with us?
No, you know what? It's more in the U.S. You know, internationally, you know, the parents sometimes they don't know the game that well, so it's a little harder to get more involved. But, you know, the key there, again, you know, Dr. Law, you mentioned it, and that is the education of the parents. When we're talking about teaching the game, it can't just be to the players. It can't just be to the coaches. It's got to be a three-prong system. It has to be with the parents also. I think the more you educate them in the game and understanding, you know, what their role in the game is and that we're trying to teach kids long-term development, and that way they stay in the game there longer, we need their assistance in it because, again, you know, look at you lose umpires. I mean, who's going to umpire games? I mean, you might as well
right.
just
even
let the
when
kids
they,
play
even
on their own.
Trying to get the kids, you know, Little League Baseball, as famous as they are, we love them. You know, 30 years ago, they woke up 25 years ago and someone said, holy cow, 40% of these kids aren't coming back to play. What's going on? And what
Absolutely.
Was going on was the pressure. And
mm-hmm.
all of this, you know, was it to push the winning and these parents and a lot of these behaviors. What are the ages, Pete, that you pay attention to with all of these players in your world? How young do you go?
Well, you know what? We're obviously all the leagues that we're involved in around the world, they start them, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old. You don't have to necessarily start at 6 and 7. I mean, maybe the youngster wants to do something else. You see a lot of players that have started later who've done real well in the game. You know, the key is at the younger levels, and you know this, is to get them develop their athletic movements, right? So play multiple sports. That's the number one key. Let them try them all, you know, and then figure out later which one is, you know, they enjoy the most. And then again, back to coaches' education, you know, keep them educated and keep them going and keep the kids in the game by making it fun for them. And what's fun? Fun is being successful. Well, successful is an individual thing too. So they have to be successful individually. And that's where the key is to keep them in the game longer. Now the game becomes fun.
And do you find that the interest in baseball, again, how many countries are you involved with in one way or another?
Well, there's over 125 countries playing the game. We've been to probably between 50 to, I'd say, 80 countries. The podcast covers about 100 countries right now. The coaches listen to it. You know, so the game's growing. The game, there's no doubt about it. It's growing internationally. Where we have to have some concern is in the U.S. Because, you know, the kids are dropping out of the sport. And again, what you said, they're just not having fun at it at times. And you saw Major League Baseball. They're trying to make the game more fun. If they're trying to make the game more fun and faster, more, you know, fast-paced, then imagine what we need to do with the young kids. We can't get them, you know, to play just T-ball. T-ball's not that fun. You got to make a more modified game at younger levels. Look what they did in hockey, right? They took three rinks, took the rink, split it up in three ways, made them three smaller rinks. Why? The game's faster paced. More kids touch the puck. Well, baseball, we got to do the same thing. We got to modify the game a little bit at a young level where they're hitting the ball all the time and they're also being able to touch the ball, and now they're more involved. So that's what we're trying to do, is grow the game in that perspective.
You know, it's interesting, Peter. We always sound, you know, young boys and girls can kick a ball around when they're 4, 5, 6 years old. They can't catch or throw a baseball. And sometimes we see, I've always felt it was a mistake with the T-ball starting so early. Instead of giving these kids the ability to at least be able to catch or throw a ball and then get involved, whether it's 8, whether it's maybe 7, and, you know, the little league ages that kind of situation, just the fact of, you know, what somebody is able to do, you know, physically in that regard. I imagine that, again, that there is a team coming in from Ukraine or something, don't you, Pete?
Yeah, ISD Baseball and an organization that works together, we're working together, Baseball for Good. We've been helping Ukraine for the last 9 years, and right now we're sponsoring a program where we've got two teams coming from Ukraine, busing them to Kutno, Poland. That's the headquarters for Little League. We're going to go there. We're going to have some fun. We're going to, you know, play some games against some of the Polish teams. We're going to have some, you know, tours. We're going to try to get these kids away from that tough situation.
We need you in the UN. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really, we got to get you involved in the UN somehow to get, you know, some of these countries to allow their teams to play each other without, you know, going nuts in so many ways. I would imagine also in the United States, you know, like we were talking with my friend Eric, the Baseball Blue Book, the world, again, of recruiting, and some of the schools and whatever, everybody must be asking you, hey, Peter, who should I be looking at, right?
Absolutely. I get emails daily because, you know, all the players around the world, because, again, there's some pretty good players. You look at the Czech Republic and some other areas in Eastern Europe, you know, all over the world, Japan, you name it. They're great players. And, yeah, there's a lot of kids coming over here wanting to play high school baseball, and now you're seeing more and more in college baseball.
What's the best site, Pete, to be, that people could find out about you and everything you're doing?
You know what? The two organizations, ISGBaseball.com and also baseballforgood.org. And, of course, check out my podcast. Just Google Baseball Outside the Box, and love to hear from everybody.
Yes. And the Doug, do we have another segment coming up? Yes. Peter, I want to, you know, thanks so much. I'm sorry we had technical difficulties getting a hold of you. I'm not even positive if we're going to come back. Hold on, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things. Make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide. School pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. globalschoolwear.com.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. We're back. We're talking with longtime baseball international coach, consultant, podcast host, Pete Caliendo. Pete, are you still involved at all with the Mickey Owen Baseball School?
No, that's where my career started, boy, at 15 years old as a student. And
are they still around?
They are. From what I understand, there's a lot of tournaments going on. You know, the baseball industry now is mostly tournaments. You don't see as many instructional camps anymore.
That's interesting. You know, we used to go, remember Eric Soderholm's baseball camp when my son was 10 years old?
We had baseball camps all over the U.S.
100 years ahead of the time. You know, we had sports psychology. We had Bob Guida. You know, Eric had a hypnotist that he worked with. They thought he was nuts back in the late 70s, but it was tremendously helpful. So, you know, it's interesting how the mental game, Peter, as well as all the physical skills, again, bigger, faster, stronger, the athleticism of baseball has exploded, hasn't it?
It really has. And, you know, the big parts, the nutritional aspect is number one right now. Recovery, you know, sleep. I mean, you're talking about all the sleep experts out there that are working with the team, not just in baseball, other sports.
I'm going to add another word, and the word is it rest and recovery. Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Now, you know, Peter, the more talented the player is, the more sometimes you run into these problems, again, of these overuse injuries, especially in climates where we're talking about year-round play. You know, some of my orthopedic surgeon friends, the team orthopedist of the New York Yankees has been on my show numerous times, Dr. Chris Ahmad, and he was talking about, you know, they're doing Tommy John surgery on 14-year-olds because of this overuse, too much, too aggressive schedules, all of these things. And this is, again, something that we want to add to the educational world big time. You know, the two things we want to prevent injuries, if somebody's swinging a bat 1,000 times a week, then Bob Guida used to say, we got to strengthen the opposite. Remember that, Pete? You remember that.
Absolutely. You know, we're always concerned with pitchers, right? And we know the arms. We got to control the pitching and all that. But what about when they're swinging bats? That's a lot of wear and tear on the elbows also and on the joints.
Well, we had an expert on 2 months ago, a chiropractic physician, hand, wrist, grip expert. Fascinating, Dr. Zeldo. And talking again about sports like baseball, and how important and how these systems can really be trained and strengthened in order to do the same two things. One, can we prevent trouble? And two, can we make a difference in performance? You know, you want to be a step or two quicker, strengthen those feet and ankles. You remember that, right, Pete?
Absolutely.
You know, in dealing like you have all these years, especially with, you know, these age groups, you're in the middle of the families. You know, the relationships, we talk a lot about it on Sports Doctors, as you know, the psychology, parents, the kids, the coaches, and all of these interactions. How's your sports psychology skills, Pete?
You know what? They need to get better. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, that's also, I think, a skill that every coach in the world needs to really improve on, because to me, that's probably the most important one when working with young kids. And again, to keep them motivated in the game. And then I go back to having fun, understanding when they fail, how to deal with them. Because, you know, sometimes we're in different times here. You know, how do we make adjustments? How do we work with young kids when they do fail in the game? Because, you know, when they fail, that's when they get down. And if we don't know how to kind of change that and teach them how to deal with that failure and work and get better, well, you know, then they may drop out of a sport, especially if they find another sport that they enjoy more.
Or if, again, the pressure in order to be able to, you know, one of the chapters in my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is called Youth Sports and Drugs, where we have half these teenagers and above living on over-the-counter pain medicine because they're just doing too much. Dr. Weil, you know, he's taking two Advil twice a day. His ankle, man, all this running and all this running bases. So we really, really need to be aware of, you know, paying attention to some of these different types of sports injuries and the pressure, even the mental pressure, where, like you said, this kid doesn't want to play anymore because he just doesn't want to deal with either the pressure to win or the pressure to play hurt. Or the difficulty sometimes getting these kids to admit that they, so we work a lot on the communication skills between the parents and players and coaches, and you're in the middle of that, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, again, I believe in that three-pronged theory where you just mentioned those three individuals have to be educated. You know, Dr. Watt, what about, you know, a big question. A lot of these young kids nowadays, they start at 7 years old playing baseball. They don't play any other sports. So how about when you talk about wear and tear? I mean, their body's only used to certain movements.
We have a term. It's another chapter in the book. It's called the prodigy sports. Now, most people think of prodigy sports, gymnastics, dance, figure skating. I have 10-year-olds who skate 9 days a week. This is all they want to do. They're already doing double jumps. And then baseball is now included, especially in the nicer climates, where, again, we might see, and we need parents and coaches to understand that sometimes we all want these kids, Peter, to play multiple sports. There's a term, it's called repetitive motion injuries, just like what we were talking about. You know, you're using the same muscles the same way all the time. We don't want to do that unless this is what the kid really, really loves. Then we also have to listen to that and pay attention to that, even though we really want to stress that kids play. You know, some people don't realize 80% of the women's gold medal soccer champions played multiple sports. And soccer is another sport that we sometimes include as a prodigy sport. So that's one of the things that sometimes we have to understand. On occasion, you're going to see a 7, 8, 9-year-old. This is all he wants to do. Are you involved also, Peter, in the world of softball?
No, just baseball. You know, sometimes we'll get some softball people on the show. You know, and Dr. Wild, to your point, baseball then is heading in a real bad direction because the majority of players in the game under the age of 14 are only playing for baseball. Every travel team is playing all year round, and if they're in a cold weather sport,
well,
understand
if we
this,
pay attention.
They're still practicing indoors in the winter. So that's all they're doing is baseball.
Yes, and this is when, again, in these situations where we can't change it, it is what it is, we need to pay attention by having, whether it's physical therapists, the athletic trainers, others working with these kids, to let's do the best exercise to stay out of trouble and prevent injury, as well as nutrition, all of these other things. Geez, Pete, it's another 5 shows. Give me people can catch your podcast. What's the site?
Yeah, just Google baseballoutsidethebox.com. That's the best way to do it. You'll check it out. We're on Spotify. We're on all the media networks, so it's easy to find it. Baseball Outside the Box.
Fantastic. International. Pete Caliendo. Sonics 1996. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Thanks
still
so
got him.
Joining me. But hey, man. Be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, Make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. And it is the Sports Doctor is in segment where we preview some upcoming guests. We add a little bit of Bob Guide of Wisdom, answer a few emails, talk quickly about a couple of points in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents that I want to stress. Eye surgeon, Dr. Tandi Mieni, will be joining us next week. Eye protection, eye exercise, all aspects will be joining us. And then Nina Bard with BRD Sports, braces, protective equipment, other kinds of things that are so important in dealing with and preventing injuries will be joining us. The following week, one of our favorite orthopedic surgeons, Dr. Nick DeNobile. Dr. Nick out there in Philadelphia, where he was so excited, but it was between the Super Bowl or the World Series. And Dr. Nick has been a numerous guest. We're going to talk some sports medicine. He's worked with the dancing community for decades, the tennis community. And then we're going to have Rob Miller, who's one of the consultants and principals with the Proactive Sports, a great group that does what we talk about all the time, paying attention to the awareness of, the education of, and the positive action, all aspects of youth sports and youth sports coaching. You know, Bob Guida, they came after him for years, man, late 70s, early 80s, because he wanted to pay attention to not overstretching. And we were seeing so many injuries and problems caused by stretching. Ironically, stretching was something that was supposed to prevent problems. But there was a lot of controversy decades ago. What was the best way? Static stretching, bouncing stretching, other kinds of movements, and sometimes creating trouble. Overstretching a joint that all of a sudden became angry or inflamed or pulling a muscle. And Bob talked about better ways to warm up, dynamic range of motion, but being educated in proper technique to see a physical therapist, athletic trainer, personal trainer to make sure that you're doing the proper type of stretching for you and your body and you're doing it properly. Some questions. Cal says, my five-year-old son, he inherited my flat feet and his mom. Should I be paying attention? Yes, Cal, you should. I have put children younger than five in orthotics when we saw that combination of aggressive flat feet. Foot type is 75% of the time it's inherited. Whether you have flat feet, whether you have very high arches, whether you have feet that develop that bunion imbalance, that enlargement of the big toe joint, because of the foot type that was inherited. So when we see that type of, maybe the parents or grandparents have been patients, they've been in orthotics, they had all sorts of arch trouble or other kinds of problems, and we see that little boy, then many times we would add orthotics. I've had great success. Many times in the youngsters that young, we see sometimes accelerated growing pains, the famous growing pains, this hurts, that hurts, or we would see that five-year-old who always wants to be carried. He doesn't complain. It's not that anything hurts. He just is, carry me. on walks, long walks, and sometimes we'll see that child then is in proper orthotics to properly align the joints very, very early as the child grows and as the foot matures, and he's walking all day at Disney World. So get a consult. Many times pediatricians don't pay attention. They think that flat feet, he'll grow out of it, which he won't, and or it's never problematic, which is not true. See a good podiatrist, get their opinion. Perry says, my 13-year-old daughter's skating coach said that she's noticing bumps on the back of the heels. She's complaining about it sometimes. I see this a lot in figure skating world, Perry, which everybody knows is a big part of what I've done over the decades. Like the 2010 men's Olympic figure skating gold medalist, Evan Lysacek. I can't believe he just celebrated the 13th anniversary. He was 10 when I put orthotics in his skates. The rest is history. So he's had great success with proper orthotics, and excessive motion of the heel many times is one of the forces that helps aggravate and or develop that bump. Sometimes the heel bone itself has an excessive bump. There's a condition called Haglund's, and sometimes that's the case. Almost never is it a surgical problem. What we recommend you do is have the boot person, fitter, punch out the back of the boots, and then see podiatry and pay attention to the foot mechanics. Many times we'll see that one of the treatments I use for years, even when the bumps hurt, is orthotics and punching the boot out. Orthotics to limit that rock and roll motion of the heel with that foot flattening out, rubbing against the back of the boot. The exciting part, Perry, is everything about your daughter's skating will improve with proper orthotics, which really align the whole foot and ankle and lower leg. And we've had great success edging, speed, balance. But of course, the main focus here is trying to reduce the stress. Sometimes we'll use like a horseshoe type pad also if it's that aggressive initially. So see podiatry. They can be very, very helpful. Your skating coach is good to tip you off. Orthotics usually is the gold program. You know, it's interesting. The book hashtag Hey Sports Parents, we just celebrated our 4th anniversary. It's more important now than ever. With the pressure on youth sports. And one of the chapters that we were always excited about was what I called the parents' feedback, where I interviewed, we had a half a dozen parents, all whose kids were patients of mine. They were figure skaters, they were soccer players, they were tennis players, for their perspective on parenting a child athlete. Challenges, the ups and downs, the excitement, all of these kinds of things. And that was a terrific feedback of some of these moms and dads. And again, you can get hashtag Hey Sports Parents at Amazon. And we highly recommend it for any parent with a child in sports at any level when we want to be able to pay attention. There is an epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries. Get educated. All right, everybody. We will see you next week. It's the Sports Doctor.